When was the last time you snooped around your own station's website like a nosy neighbor? Today, we're slipping on the trench coats and fedoras, grabbing a magnifying glass, and playing secret shopper because your website could be committing digital crimes without you even knowing it. Hi, it's Jim. Welcome to Better Radio Websites, the podcast that wants to help you get more visitors and the most revenue from your radio station website. Thank you so much for tuning in this week. And when was the last time you explored your station's website like a first-time visitor? I know that might seem like a difficult task because you're essentially judging your own business, right? And however, if you take the time to do this, you could see that you're missing some key opportunities to improve your overall digital presence. I mean, over time, we all get comfortable with the familiar, clicking the same paths, glossing over outdated links, assuming just everything is functional as it should be. Well, that's where the secret shopper approach can be a game changer. We used to have a owner of an oil change business come into the radio station, and he was always looking for someone to secret shop one of his locations, because he wanted to know how well his team was doing. Were they very friendly? Did they greet you? Was everybody timely in what they did? Was the shop clean? That sort of thing. You're evaluating the business from a customer's perspective. And the idea was very, very simple. Just walk through your station's website, pretending like you're someone new. That's what we're trying to get across this week. So, whether that's a listener trying to stream the radio station, a business looking to advertise, or a potential hire, all of this perspective reveals real-world usability and sometimes maybe even some hard truths about your website and your business that you don't even know that is out there. Because if you think about it, we've talked about psychology over the past couple of weeks about how people perceive just on the things that they see and experience. If somebody comes to your website and they get a bad feeling, they have a bad feeling about your radio station, not your website separate from the radio station. So you want to be sure that when you secret shop your website, that everything is checking off every one of the boxes, that it's a proper brand extension of your radio station, because you don't want somebody coming to the website getting kind of a feeling about the website, because that is going to transfer to your radio station and how you possibly you do business. And if that's somebody looking to advertise, probably not going to get the best, advertising for my dollar by going with this radio station, because they don't even know how to do an advertise with us page very, very well. You see what I'm saying? So that's what we're trying to uncover with the secret shopper. Now, this could be you or someone that you enlist to do it for you. Either way, this is how you perform a digital audit of your website and some things to look for. Number one is to act like a listener. Test your contact forms. Pretend you're a listener reaching out about a contest or a stream issue. You're asking a question on the contact form. Submit a message to the Contact Us page and then pay attention to what happens next. How fast do you get a reply? Is the response friendly and helpful? Did the reply land in your inbox or in your spam folder? All of these make a difference because you're probably not even thinking about this, all right? A contact form that doesn't work properly or a reply that feels robotic or delayed, it can feel like these people probably really don't care about me that much, or don't care that their stream is down, or don't care that I have a question about a contest or anything like that. They probably don't really care about me, or they're probably too busy for me. I probably don't like I want to listen to them anymore. All right. So, grab a Gmail account or something like that and act like a listener by testing out your contact forms. Number two is to view your website through an advertiser's lens. Head over to the Advertise With Us page and act like you're a small business owner and ask yourself, does this page make me want to call or email the radio station right now? Are the benefits clearly explained with advertising with this radio station or this website? Are testimonials, audience stats, or ad samples included on this page? And then send a fake inquiry and then track how fast or thorough the response comes. If your call to action lacks a punch or clarity, on this page, it may be time to revamp that as well. So yeah, like I say, grab that fake Gmail account, or grab a Gmail account or something like that, something that you, you know, that doesn't give away that you are who you are, and send an inquiry asking about advertising opportunities, and then see how fast somebody replies, or if they reply. All right. So this is a big, big deal, as you can see. All right. Number three is to participate with the website like a fan. Leave a comment on an article or enter a contest. Was that process simple? Did you receive a confirmation? Were the rules and age restrictions obvious to you? Every digital interaction is a moment to build either trust or to create frustration. So you want to eliminate anything that could be a frustration. And then number four is to check in on mobile. Most visitors are using their phones nowadays, so pick up your smartphone and then browse through the website. Does your site load quickly on mobile? Does it look good on the small screen? Can you stream audio without it stopping to navigate around? Can you listen when your phone is locked? Can you listen maybe on your auto device, you know, like CarPlay and Android Auto? Do forms work? Are the images sized correctly? Or are you having to squinch in and zoom in on different things to read things properly on your website? A clunky mobile experience can drive people away in droves. All right. So be sure that you check your website on your mobile device. Number five is to try to get hired by your radio station. If your site does have job openings or internships, go through that application process yourself. Use that Gmail account that I mentioned. Is the process clear, functional, responsive? Do applicants get any kind of confirmation or follow-up? This small detail reflects how professional and organized your radio station online appears to the outside world. So all of these boxes have to be checked, and it has to be legit. Number six is to verify your social media links. Click on the social icons on your website. Do they lead to active profiles or something that maybe you changed 5 or 6 months ago? Are the posts recent and engaging? Also test how easy it is to share your own site's content on these platforms. Can I share a page or a post or an event or a contest with my social media audience? Be sure that you can do all of those things. Number seven is to seek out broken links and stale content. Just pretend you're browsing the site like a curious local. Are there outdated event listings, expired contests, broken links? Because a neglected content section can erode trust very, very quickly. Because if you're not paying attention to the website, it's not a big concern for you. So it shouldn't be a big concern for me. Not something that I should visit on a regular basis. Number eight is to listen to your stream. Does your live stream and your podcast player, are all of these seamless? Is the now playing information correct and accurate? Does the audio start smoothly? Any delays or errors can sour the experience very, very quickly. And then number nine is to opt in like a super fan. Test your newsletter sign up, push notifications, app download links. Do all of these work smoothly? Is there any follow-up communication after signing up for your newsletter? Are you encouraging repeat visits to each one of these places around your website? Number 10 is evaluate the calls to action. Imagine you're just killing time on your phone, and are the main sections like listen live, advertise with us, download our app, any big call to action that you're wanting people to do immediately when they come to your website? Are these easy to spot? Are they easy to click on, or are they getting buried in the clutter? All right. So you want to evaluate the main things that you want people to do whenever they come to your website. Those have to be easy and pretty much seamless. Now, there is a bonus tip in all of this as well. We've talked about your website. Do all of these things with your mobile app as well. Install it on a fresh device, preferably not one that you're familiar with. So if you carry around an iPhone every day, grab an Android and poke around on that and make sure that everything is seamless on there. Try to listen to a stream, clicking on banner ads, entering a contest, browsing events. Is everything intuitive, fast, and frustration-free? Because a confusing app can reflect poorly on your station's brand, just like your website. Even if your on-air product is stellar, these online brands, when done poorly, can reflect poorly on your radio station. So hopefully you can make this a habit, not just a one-time thing. I'm going to do it once this year and then forget about it. Every insight you uncover, good or bad, during this should be a to-do list item. Prioritize fixes that improve usability and increase listener satisfaction. Don't wait until there's a complaint. That's the main thing, all right? Because if there is one complaint, as you know, people who call the radio station were what was like 1% of 1% of the population is going to call a radio station. Well, 1% of 1% are going to issue a complaint. That means so many, a large percentage have already seen this issue and just haven't complained about it. All right. So a quarterly self audit helps you stay ahead of the curve. If you want to do it once a month, that would be even better. It just shows that your station values its online audience as much as its on-air audience. All right. Treat your digital presence like it's a storefront. It should be welcoming, responsive, polished at all times, exactly what that guy, that client who came into our radio station was looking for by asking us to secret shop his oil change businesses. By walking about in your audience's shoes, you'll see the station through a new lens, hopefully, and then spot these opportunities where you can truly connect. All right. Hopefully this information has been helpful to you. If it has, be sure to like, subscribe, share it out with your radio colleagues, and leave us a comment. Let us know how we're doing. And if you need help with your radio station website, creating a website that is engaging and kind of checking off all of these boxes, then reach out to us. We'd love to help you do that at skyrocketradio.com. Have an awesome week online making your radio station website better. See you next time.
Looking to maximize your radio station's digital presence? Skyrocket Radio delivers custom websites and mobile apps built exclusively for radio stations by radio professionals. Our websites engage listeners and drive revenue, while the integrated apps keep your audience connected wherever they are. It's a complete digital solution designed to boost your station's reach and ad sales. To take your station's online experience to the next level, visit skyrocketradio.com.